every day, me and you. The good news is you.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world, and it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday, at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua HaMessiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, right here on WCNO.
At St. Lucie Christian, we believe that faith and athletics go hand in hand in the development of our students. A sound mind requires a sound body, and this can be accomplished through the combination of academics, faith, and athletics. We are proud to provide our students with the option to enhance their educational experience with athletics in the fields of football, basketball, soccer, baseball, and cheerleading. Our God is doing awesome things every day through student athletes in schools and in communities worldwide. We partner with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization to unite two passions, faith and athletics, to impact the world for Jesus Christ.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
But the truth is Adam and Eve messed up because they got to a place where they did not trust God. They lost their trust in God. Their relationship that was broke was broken, really, if you want to break it down, it was broken over a faith issue. Because God told them how much he loved them. God created them. God gave them all the authority. God gave them all dominion. And he said, "This is what I want you to do." And they said, "Okay." And then they didn't do what he said that he wanted them to do. They lost faith in God. Come on, somebody. Come on, stay with me. Amen? Really, the serpent, when he came, he started with a thought that was a doubt. Did God really say? And Eve said, maybe I ought to eat off that tree. Maybe I do want to be like God. And in it, deception was formed and Eve sinned. Now, how many know Eve was deceived, but Adam just disobeyed? Mm-hmm. I really believe if Eve had went to Adam, she said, look what the serpent gave me. If Adam had said no, they would have been okay. Come on, amen. Y'all see, y'all need to stop. All you men need to stop blaming Eve. It's your fault. But the serpent convinced Eve to partake of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And since that time, mankind has dealt with the same issue towards God. A lack of faith. Will God heal me? Will God touch me? Will God work in my life? Will God save me? Will God, is there really a heaven? Is there really eternity? Is God really in the affairs of my life? Amen? Listen to me. Don't miss this. You can either live by faith or you can live by control. But you can't live by both. I'm going to try that again. You can either live by faith or you can live by control. But you can't live by both. You can't do both at the same time. Amen? Because in order to live by faith, you have to give up control. You have to be willing to say, God, my life is yours. Come on, huh? I can never get to the place where I say I trust myself as much as I trust God and expect to be a person of faith. Because if I put more confidence in what I think over what he thinks, then that means I trust myself over what he thinks. And I'm controlling my life, not his word. But I find out that in this Christian walk, that's where most people live. They bounce from the tree of life to the tree of death. They drowse from their knowledge to God's knowledge. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was good and evil. It wasn't just the evil tree. It had good on it too, ladies and gentlemen. But the secret was, is one was life and one was death. Every time man was in control, death came. Didn't matter if it was good or bad. When God was in control, life came. So we have to make this determination of whether or not God's going to be in control of our life or we're going to be in control of our life, because it can't be both. Somebody say it can't be both. We've got to learn how to trust God over ourselves. Amen. We got to understand, we can't do more than he can do. You'll never do more. If you think you can do more than God do, then you're in for a reality check. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, if we're being honest with ourselves today, most of the problems we've had in our life, most of the wounds we've had in our life, most of the hurt we've had in our life has been self-inflicted by the choices we made. What no choice God made for you. It was choices we made. It was the things we said. It was the things we engaged. Come on, amen? So Adam and Eve had a broken relationship with God over a faith issue. But watch this. God restores our relationship with him the same way. By faith. We lost it by faith. We get it back by faith. Amen? In other words, you don't come into a relationship with God by what you do. Amen? You come into a relationship with God by what you believe. Amen. I think I'm going to try that again. You don't come into a relationship with God by how you act and what you do and what you say. You come into a relationship with God by what you believe. Do you believe he's a good God? Do you believe he paid the debt for your sins? Do you believe that he rose on the third day? Do you believe he's got a destiny for your life? Do you believe that on this journey of life, he's got plans to prosper you and help you and give you a hope for a future? Somebody shout, I believe it. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, in other words, you cannot save yourself. You can't heal yourself. No, come on, somebody. You really can't pick yourself up out of miry clay and put your feet back on the ground again, because you'll stumble back in the same place if you don't get on board with what God has for the destiny of your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus died for me while I was still a sinner. Before I ever even knew that I needed a Savior, he became a Savior for me. Before I ever even knew that I needed a Lord in my life to show me how to live, he became a Lord for me. That's good news. So I've got to make a decision whether I'm going to trust him with my life or I'm going to trust me with my life. I tried trusting me with my life. It didn't work out too good for Jason. I wonder if I got anybody here today ready to trust the Lord. Come on. How many of you really want to trust the Lord? It takes faith. It's going to take faith in your life to learn to trust the Lord. You've got to stop doing it your way. Some of you need to stand up and look in the mirror and say, listen, stop being so stubborn and do it the Lord's way. I'm tired of you telling us what to do. You need to learn how to talk to yourself that way. I got a shirt that says, I talk to myself because I need expert advice. The only expert advice I got is advice that I get from the Lord. He's on the inside. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, by grace you are saved through faith. In other words, it's the grace of God that changes our life, but it is released into our life by believing God. Believing God over what? Over you. Don't be silly. It's over you. Because you're the biggest argument you got not to believe God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 11:6 says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You can search your Bible from the glossary all the way to the maps in the back, and you will never find a place where God tried to prove his existence. Never. Come on, somebody. God ain't got to prove his existence. He is existence. Matter of fact, there ain't no existence except God. You can't prove that you are something that you are. Everything was created in him. All the heavens and the earth came out of him. He is existence. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything that was made by him. Everything that dwells in the earth came from him. The very breath that you breathe was spoken to existence by existence itself. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that means you cannot fit God into your little tiny world. Into your scope of your thinking cannot contain God. I'm going to insult you. You ain't that smart. I ain't that smart. Nobody is. Stephen Hawking ain't that smart. Whew. You got to decide to say, you know what? I might not be able to explain everything about God, but I know he showed up in my life. And every time I listen to the voice of God, my life goes up. Every time I listen to my voice, my life goes down. Every time I give my life to Jesus, I get unselfish. Every time I do it my way, I get selfish. Come on, somebody. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verses 5 and 7. Watch this. It says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? In other words, God releases supernatural ability. Does he do it by the works of the law or does he do it by the hearing of faith? When the power of God comes into your life. Verse 6 says this, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Listen to me. God didn't take Abraham and put a sheet of paper and draw a line down the middle and put all the good things that Abraham did on this side and put all the bad things on this side that he did and say, okay, Abraham, you did 30 good things and 25 bad things. I'm going to make you righteous. That's not what he did, ladies and gentlemen. He said, Abraham, when you believed on me, it wasn't about everything you did wrong and it wasn't about everything you did right. But when you put your faith in me and you begin to believe in me, that's when I accounted it to your credit as righteousness. Come on, amen. See, you got to get off of this thing of performance mentality. It's not about what you do, it's about what you believe. And then when you believe right, you behave right. The doing lines up with the believing. That's how faith works. That's why we can always tell when you're not walking in faith, because your behavior proves it. Go ahead and look at somebody. I did it just like last week. Look at them and say, I did it. I know I did it. You did it too. Just tell them. I did it. Somebody shout believe. And verse 7 says, therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Therefore, come on somebody. Know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. That means you can't pray your way in. You can't read your way in. You can't get in on grandmama's prayers. It's only those who are of the faith are the sons of Abraham. That means that not everybody that owns a Bible is going to heaven. Not everybody that's memorized scripture is going to heaven. Now, come on, not everybody's a son. Come on, amen. Somebody said, well, we're all God's children. No, we're not. We're all God's creation, but we're not all God's children. If you ain't got faith, you ain't a child. I don't want to disappoint you, but you need faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, how many of you know you need faith for every level of life? Come on, huh? When you're in high school, you need high school faith. Come on, amen. You need to believe that when you're sitting in the classroom and you're taking your entrance exam for college, and everybody else is copying off of everybody else's page, you need to know that you can have the faith to sit there and do your best, and God's going to make a way for you to get you where you need to go in your life, and you ain't got to cheat your way into college. You need high school faith. And when you go to college, then you need college faith. Come on, you go from one level of faith to another level of faith. Amen. How many know when you go to college, I need college faith? Everybody say college faith. Amen. I need to sit down in the room with a professor that don't believe in God, who is atheistic, who don't believe in anything in the Bible, that I could be able to take the ridicule, be made fun of. All my friends don't like me, don't want to have nothing to do with me. I need college faith. That I won't waver, that I won't cave in, that I won't let the influence of secular humanism poison my heart and my mind against my God. Come on, amen. Come on, how many know when you're a young adult, you need young adult single faith? Praise the Lord, amen. I need faith enough to know that I can trust Him, that He will give me the right husband or give me the right wife, and I ain't got to sleep around with everybody that comes into my life and try this one out, try that one out, and see if that's compatible and that's compatible. Come on, somebody, amen. I know that I can trust God and have single adult life faith, and He's going to give me the best for my life because He's made a plan for me. He's given me a destiny. He's put me on a journey for my life, and I can trust Him. I ain't got to line up a bunch of girls in front of me and treat them like I'm the bachelor on a game show going, well, you didn't give you a good kisser. Oh, I don't know about your butt. And you got nicely. I just don't know who I'm going to pay. I shut up. I'll tell you what, you will be glad if you let God pick your spouse. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you let God put His fingerprint on it, it will be a marriage that will last. It'll be a marriage that'll bring glory to God. Listen, if you've been married 3 times in 20 years and you own your 3rd divorce, you need to sit back and take a checkup to the neck up. Because I'm telling you right now, your chooser is broken. You better let God start choosing for you. You need some young adult single faith. Come on, somebody. How many of you know when you get married, then you need having a baby faith? And we get so excited when the babies come. We're expecting. We're all expecting. We're expecting. Ooh, we're expecting. And we got the shower. We got the baby shower. And everybody's putting little clothespins on everybody's clothes, playing games, giving away gifts and presents. And everything's blue and pink. And we're expecting. And then it's the time. Somebody say it's the time. And then you got the baby's coming faith. I got to get the baby coming faith. And you go to the hospital and you get down there to the hospital. And oh, the baby's coming. We're expecting. We're expecting. The baby's coming. Everybody's excited. And all the family's calling. And then the baby is born. And, oh, it's just so cute. And it's so beautiful. And it's us. And then they do the craziest thing in the world at the hospital. They send you home with the baby. And then you need waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning kind of faith. And the baby done threw up on my clean shirt kind of faith. And I ain't got but an hour of sleep faith. And I can't take another dirty diaper kind of faith. Somebody ought to help me right now. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout faith. Faith. How many know you need parenting teenager faith? They get their driver's license at 16 years old. You ain't never spoken tongues in your life. Car backing out of the driveway. Oh, Toyota, my Hyundai Miata. Oh, kind of faith rising up. I mean, you need my spouse walked out on me and left me faith. And I didn't deserve it and I don't understand it. But God, I know you're still in my life, faith. Come on, help me. Or I lost my job today, faith. Or I need to know how I'm going to make it, faith, as I walk away from the gravesite of my spouse that I was married to for 65 years. And will I have any more value left in my life, faith? Come on, faith is for every day. Faith ain't for some kind of a prayer line in a church service when everything's hopping and you need somebody to blow on your face and anoint you with oil so you'll collapse on the floor. Faith is for every day. Somebody shout faith. We got to learn how to walk by faith. Trust God, not by what we see, but what we know about Him. For every day in our life, when I get up in the morning, when I go to bed at night, when I'm tying my shoes, when I'm cooking breakfast, when I'm going out the door, when I'm coming home, when I lay my head down at night, I need faith for every part of my life. Because I recognize that faith has got to be the environment of my life. Somebody shout faith. Here's what Jesus said in Mark 11, 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Somebody say, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says, somebody say, whoever. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. Watch this. He will have whatever. Everybody say, whatever. He says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will never get them. And you will have them. Say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Here's what God said. Have faith in God. Don't have faith in your job. Don't have faith in yourself. Don't have faith in your family. Have faith in God. Somebody say, have faith in God. And then he says, whosoever, verse 24, he says, whatsoever. How many of everybody in this room today is a whosoever? Come on, there's black whosoever's, white whosoever's, brown whosoever's, old whosoever's, young whosoever's, bald whosoever's, hairy whosoever. Everybody in here is a whosoever. Say, hello, whosoever. And he said, this is for whosoever. It don't even matter what kind of whosoever you are. You can be a poor whosoever. You can be a rich whosoever. You can be a depressed whosoever. You can be a happy whosoever. You can be a sad whosoever. You can be a walking whosoever or a running whosoever. You can be a race car whosoever. It's for every whosoever. Come on, touch somebody. Say, hello, whosoever. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, it don't matter, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, what everybody labels you as, whatever name they call you, if you are a whosoever, you can have faith in God. It don't matter what kind of whosoever you were. It don't matter when your whosoever was born. It don't matter whosoever you come from. You have faith in God. Then he says you can have whatever. Somebody shout whatever. You can talk to a mountain and the mountain will go away. You can have victory in every circumstance of your life. You can have victory when everybody thought it was a failure. You can get up out of an ash heap and turn it into a place of gold, because whosoever can have whatever. Somebody shout whatever.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
1962, God looked down on his young men and said, they need a mentor. So God made a Raw Rangers leader.
Here at Truth Church, we have an exciting boys program for the ages of 7 through 11. It is the Royal Rangers. The Royal Rangers is a Christian-based program centered around outdoor activities. The philosophy of the Royal Rangers is that boys learn as they play. We have godly Christian men who mentor them in Christian character along with outdoor activities. We also take educational field trips along with arts and crafts. We meet at Truth Church of the Treasure Coast every Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce. If you have an interest in your son participating, you are welcome to come and check it out.
One day these young men will say, I will live life as he does, because he taught me to follow Christ.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World, True Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Come lay a heart at his feet.